Screenplay commencing in 3, 2, 1.
I'm Stephen Dornbos.
And I am Eric Ritterby.
And I'm Andrew Dominguez.
And we're talking about Episode 9 of Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker.
We just showed you the trailer, though.
You did just show me the trailer, and I have a lot of comments about it.
I was surprised that you didn't cry.
You know, honestly, like, I was going into this movie with low expectations, but watching that trailer brought excitement to me. I was like a little kid on Christmas.
The Emperor.
What was your reaction?
Well, there's a few things that caught my attention. Of course, the stuff for the Emperor. We actually see a side shot of somebody in
Before
a cloak.
Before we get to that, though.
What?
What was your, like, reaction? What did you feel when you watched it?
Mixed emotions.
You guys are tough guys. Let me tell you, when I watched it last night for the first time, I just balled up and I just started crying.
You know, I tried to keep strong. I tried to keep strong in front of you guys.
All right, so let's go into some...
Okay, high points. Emperor, it looks like he's going to be in this thing. It's not just some ghost. He looked tangible, at least the side shot of somebody in a cloak sitting in a throne.
That's a lot of speculation. We don't know yet.
We can't confirm it.
I don't know. Okay, yep. So let's talk about C-3PO. He says, I just want to look at you one last time. Is this before he goes red-eyed like we saw in another trailer?
I believe so, but it's a nice reference for everybody because this is the last saga film, if you will.
I don't know. Is C-3PO going to go evil, though? Do you think he's going to stay that way?
They're going to make him killer droid.
I mean, yeah, that C-3PO designed by Anakin would make sense that he'd be a pretty good killing machine.
It seems like whatever's happening is voluntary.
At least they showed R2-D2 finally, the hero of all the Star Wars
movies.
He
really is the hero, the underrated hero of every Star Wars movie.
Exactly, and he hasn't been utilized at all in these new sequels. All right, so did this trailer get you excited for the movie?
I mean, yes, I've already been excited, so I'm continuing to be excited.
What about you?
I have not been excited, and this trailer definitely got me excited about it, which is scary for me because I want to go in with low expectations and see something big.
I think you can safely say I'm excited since I cried.
Screenplay on AFN.